Last night, we report on Hillsborough County Republican Party Chairman David Stork announcing he will not run for re-election to his party post next month. That's led to a number of potential successors, including GOP political consultant Mark Proctor.
There have been some people that have talked to me about it. I am actually meeting with Deborah Cox-Rosh, who's also mentioned, her name's been mentioned, and we're going to talk and see what happens. So I may or may not do it, and really there are a lot of factors involved in that decision process, but I am giving it some thought.
David Stork was there for the 2006 and 2008 election cycles, and certainly 2006, pretty good. And in 2008, last week, the GOP here did well in terms of House and Senate seats, nothing too unexpected. There was the loss of Brian Blair at the Hillsborough County Commission, Buddy Johnson, supervisor of elections.
Well, I think that with regard to the two local races, I think that you ran into some negative media coverage on both Buddy Johnson and Brian Blair that was capitalized on by their opponents, and in a year that was not necessarily favorable to Republicans at the national level, I think that that certainly hurt them at the local level as well.
Let's talk for a moment, Mark, about Buddy Johnson. As you mentioned, certainly over the 5 years he was as supervisor of elections, had a lot of negative coverage. To be fair, there were some negative things that happened at his office, but there's no doubt that there were some in some Republican circles, I understand, who really feel that he was really hammered over by the media. Having said that, the race, I believe it was relatively close. I believe 52-48, Phyllis Buzanski winning. Some people were surprised that it was that close. I think Buddy Johnson even made a remark that he thought it was that close. So even with things that Buddy Johnson had to deal with there at Supervisor of Elections, he almost pulled it out.
Well, and it really went right down to the wire. We were still counting ballots here until Thursday of last week, and he was ahead at one point, and then in the final vote count. I think what tipped the scale for him or against him was when the early voting of precincts, particularly in some of the heavily Democratic areas, came in. They certainly were more in favor of Phyllis Buzanski.
Mark, let's talk about the county presidential race. Hillsborough, which has been a bellwether, I believe, since 1960, the way Hillsborough's gone is the way the state has gone. The last two elections had gone for George W. Bush. You are well aware that the Obama campaign had a lot of money, a lot of resources, a lot of organization on the ground. And yet I heard certainly from other Republicans, at least, you know, they were saying this. I don't know if they meant it, but they would go back and say, hey, we heard this in 2004 with John Kerry, how they were going to smoke us out. Didn't happen. We're prepared for them in 2008, and yet Barack Obama did, in fact, beat John McCain, and it wasn't really all that close here.
Yeah, that's true, and I think we proved once again that as Hillsborough County goes, so goes Florida, and as Florida goes, so goes the nation, much to the Republicans' chagrin. But one of the things that I noted with regard to the Obama campaign in particular is they were very disciplined, and they were out working doing all of their projects, going door to door, making their phone calls and things like that. And I had heard that when they had a visit, like if Senator Obama would come into town, that it was seamless, that they continued, you know, doing their productivity. Whereas when Senator McCain or Governor Palin would come into town, the Republicans would tend to drop everything they're doing and then go concentrate on that event. So I think that one of the lessons learned is their discipline in terms of they've got a job and they stick to it and they continue moving forward with that.
Mark, was there a lack of enthusiasm for Senator John McCain here in the area?
It was somewhat tempered. I mean, let's face it, it was a long primary battle. It was decided, really many people like myself got involved late in January. There had been people that were interested in Romney or they were interested in Huckabee and other candidates. You know, it was never like he, you know, lit the fire and got everybody all enthused. However, when he picked Sarah Palin, that did it did get the base, motivated and a lot more energetic.